it matters, you know, and sports really don't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't in a time like this. And right now, I think the problem is the NHL is really looking like it's got egg on its face because they're the only major league not doing anything about it right now. And I guess there's that argument among Canadians, maybe, you know, I heard it today talking to someone else, and they mentioned how, you know, Canada right now, are people in the States even watching the NHL? Like, was basically the argument, like, this is a Canadian thing. But then my response to that was, this is a Canadian problem too. This is an NHL problem too. You know, the NHL is not immune to racism, and neither is Canada. And that's why, you know, they should be taking action right now.
Yo, the NHL is not immune to racism. It's happened blatantly
in their sport
this year.
Yeah.
We can talk about the history for sure. It's obviously there. Think about the percentage of diversity in the NHL.
Yeah.
Okay, real talk. When we know that it stems from something that started a long time ago, but just bringing it back to 2019, 2020, racism was in the NHL. It was front and center. It led to a firing of a coach in a Canadian market. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So after what happened today with the players in the NBA, Milwaukee Bucks starting it, and the Orlando Magic, I think. I don't know all the info.
Yeah, well, there's three games, right? So six teams didn't play today, and I think you're right about the three teams that stayed out. But the point is that they're already canceling games, and I know the NBA's response made it sound like the games will be rescheduled, you know? Like, they're not planning for a full shutdown or anything like that. Maybe it's like a one-day stand, but maybe it is bigger, right? Now there's rumors about them canceling the whole season.
100%.
This was floated around, though, I think, when we were doing shows on Silk and Filthy before the NHL came back, right? Is that NBA players, when all the Black Lives Matter stuff were taken off, were debating about not playing then. And they ended up going through with it, but it's like, enough's enough. Enough was enough back then.
Yeah, man.
Now it's like, how the fuck does this shit keep happening, you know?
Yeah, man.
And it makes sense to stand back and help protest. And I do see an argument for, you know, sports is a good distraction for people, and in terms of it keeps them at home. Like, we're still in a fucking pandemic. Sports are keeping people inside theoretically, but for matters like this,
they're fun. This is life that we're talking about. It's just enjoyment. Yeah. It's something. There's something very human about it.
But I think there's something to be said about, you know, you want to be safe to an extent, but when there's matters that need to be fucking protested, like, you got to get out there and do what's right, man. And fuck, you look at someone in Vancouver like Justin Morissette, who got attacked for. And something else that was hateful too, another Vancouver native, you know, a guy that was on Power of the Talent, Nick Bondi. And, you know, he's been a great podcaster in the city and a radio producer for 650. And to go through something like that for trying to stand up for homophobia is fucked up. So I don't know. There's a lot of reasons to pause sports right now. You know, the NHL, I don't know, man, we love it, but it's not looking so good right now in terms of them being the only sport left not doing anything about it.
Yeah. I just thought about that too. Just close to home moments in different regards. Spewing hate, though, and just gross times. I guess that may be part of it, too. You know why it's just been kind of a weird time in the... I was going to say a weird time in the world, but it just feels a little bit more weird. Like, something just got added onto it, because it's been that bizarre. Just things are always going on, and you know, what we saw with... Man, the video and how the NBA... players are reacting, and I heard a lot of, and I hope I'm wrong on this. I think obviously you heard some disappointment, but it sounded as if some players were a little bit ashamed, and they shouldn't be, you know, because now they see something else, and they're just asking themselves, right? Was this really worth it, or was this even working? What's the point? Blah blah blah. Like a lot of big things. Just those interviews. Just it's a humane moment right now.
Yeah.
If you're a sports fan and just one that's really listening. Mm-hmm. And one that realizes too that this is just sports.
Yeah.
It's just sports. Money, yes. A lot of money there, a lot of business. A lot of families who need the money, or it's a job. I get that it's serious too, but it's also just sports.
Yeah.
It's sports. We're not talking about, you know, superheroes here. The doctors and whatnot. I don't know. Just going all over the place. Well, what a time in the world of sports. And yeah, just going back on the NHL in Canada. Because it's a very Canadian thing. There's a big reason there's something called the NHL. And it's the seven Canadian teams.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? A big thing. Look at the stats, right?
Yeah.
Canada is hockey. And the fact that the NHL, yes, the NHL is the last league to join, if they're going to join the boycott, is I don't really know what it is. A little disappointing,
They should be fucking doing it.
A little confusing. Like, what's going
even,
on?
Even to
Why
take,
not?
Even to take
Why
a day
not?
Off.
Why
take
not?
A day off when everyone else is taking a day off. And, you know, you and I, we were debating talking about this issue right today. But I think it's an important thing to talk about. Like, you know, it's as much as we want to talk about what's going on with the Canucks and this run, you know, it's about something bigger right now. And, again, the NHL should be doing something. And it's disappointing not to see it, man.
100%. And, again, sports don't matter. They do matter. What an interesting time, man. An interesting time. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beck talking to you. Host of a couple shows. Yes, Silky and Filthy, your home for puck talking bullshit. And meanwhile, in Canadian on the Posted Up Network, where you have two dumbasses learning about Canada. And we decided to combine the two shows.
Well, there's just one thing. There's one thing to talk about.
There's only
today.
One thing to talk about. Yeah. And it's ironically really relevant to both those shows.
Yeah.
Puck talk and bullshit and Canada.
Yeah.
Again, NHL. In Canada, that's a tag team duo right there.
Yeah.
And the NHL hasn't joined the boycott yet. I really thought we were going to see it during the Dallas game. I really did. I felt as if there was enough time there.
Yeah.
Whereas, it was a couple hours, 3 hours. Like, the news came out about the NBA and its decision, and there was a hockey game on at that time. And then a couple hours later, there was one that was scheduled. I felt that there was enough time there for the Dallas game, though, to be canceled by the players.
Yeah.
As said by Bill Daly, the players have the freedom to express whatever they want.
Yep. But here's the thing about the NHL right now, too, and you've heard, you know, Evander Kane, Matt Dumba, the guys that have been pushing this movement for the NHL for quite some time, but they seem to be the only guys doing it. And you know what? They shouldn't be the only guys doing it. And one of the big things about the NHL subbing right now, compared to Major League Baseball and the NBA, where you have either more diversity or predominantly black players in the NBA's case, there's something else about a bunch of white guys doing it, right? In the NHL, like it sends a different message when it's not your problem. You're still standing up for humans. You know, like that's why you do have a couple players in the NHL of color and they're doing what they can, but this is on the players to say, you know, this is bigger than the game. Like, let's focus on something different.
Oh, 100%. It's on the players now. It's on the players. And we know that. We know that. It's the player empowerment era in sports, dude. Players can do it.
Yeah.
Players can do it. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. And we'll talk about this more. Let's just react to some of that. Some of the footage, some of the tweets from, you know, the people really affected by this in the hockey community. And we'll start with Evander Kane, with David Amber on Sportsnet. And we're going to play the whole thing. If Sportsnet gets mad at this, you know... It's all good. Okay, it's all good, Sportsnet. Cut the music. Listen to this.
Yeah, obviously, I thought it was a real powerful statement. You know, I think it took a lot of guts from the players to be able to do that, and I applaud them.
Day one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, we saw Matt Dumba make such a nice, beautiful, courageous, impassioned plea to end racial inequality, to have social activism and hockey be a part of that. Since then, I'd like to know, what's your reaction to what the NHL and its players have done?
I'll be honest. I haven't really heard much in regards to the Jacob Blake attempted murder. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. We're obviously talking about another black man unarmed being shot in the back in front of his children. But again, we had these conversations earlier with the George Floyd killings, of continuing the conversation, furthering the conversation, everybody wanting to be better and make sure that, you know, we're more vocal and we do better going forward. And here's another example, unfortunately, but it's also another example of the lack of with regards to our league and our players and our media that cover our game. It's not just my responsibility as a minority player in the NHL to be talking about these issues. It's not just Wayne Simmons or Hakeem Olu or Joel Ward or Matt Dumba's stance or issues in this society. It's everybody's. And until everybody decides to take it upon themselves and maybe step away from some of their privileges to educate themselves and really fight with us, you know, we're going to be in the same situation we are today.
Fight with us. I think those are like the key words at the end. And when I'm talking about the NHL stepping down, it's predominantly white guys. And right now we're seeing the NBA, which is predominantly black guys, you know, they're taking a stand, but fucking everyone needs to stand together right now. Like, this isn't, this shouldn't be just based on one race. And, you know, that's what Evander Kane to me is saying when he says fight with us, is that everybody should be on board with this. Like, we're the human race. Like, let's get together, take away some of your privileges, and again, educate yourself and speak up and make a difference. And then I think for most people right now, you know, if you're looking on your social media, you know, for me, especially Instagram, which I don't use that much, like, I see a lot of people posting Black Lives Matter stuff, and that's great, but I just don't know. I think everyone needs to also just try to make a difference in their own way. And that especially applies to athletes too, who have, you know, the public, they're in the public eye all the time.
Yeah, there's a level of responsibility there, especially in 2020, and especially again in a league where we saw racism this year. Again, a story from the past, but it was brought up this year, and it led to a firing in the Canadian market. Once again, that's just very telling. Very telling. Yeah. And I'm not the smartest dude. Kyle Bowen, not the smartest dude. I'm learning a lot. But even on this day where we see Logan Couture, you know, saying whatever he had to say about the Republican Party led by you-know-who, and just kind of a weird, it's been a weird day. You know, and why not have more people in the game, the players who are, you know, at the power now.
Yeah.
Do something too. Why not? That, I guess that's a big question, right? I'm trying to learn more too. Why not? Why not? Why not? Short notice or not, whatever that means, why not? We're all tapped in, aren't we?
Yeah.
And this is a problem. A big problem. And they're athletes, too. I mean, a lot of people, a lot of these teams, right? They play in the same buildings.
Yeah.
As some of these basketball teams. And a lot of African-Americans. Like, that's at home. Why not? Why not? That's what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to understand. Why not?
Yeah, I wanted to read one other thing, too, from Matt Dumba, who obviously is the other main NHLer who's been vocal on this issue. And again, he just talked about how it's disappointing to see the NHL drop the ball again. So here's what he said. I was actually on Sportsnet 650 here in Vancouver. NHL is always last at the party on these topics. It's kind of sad and disheartening for me to see members of the Hockey Diversity Alliance, and I'm sure for other guys across the league. But if no one stands up and does anything, then it's the same thing. That's silence. You're just outside looking in on actually being leaders and evoking real change when you have such an opportunity to do so.
100%. How does this league bring them out to begin the tournament, the Fugazi Cup, 2020 Cup? Remember that too, people. Say what you want. And I've been saying this feels real. Okay, my city is in the dance. It feels real. My city has three of the best players in the NHL. It feels real. But I still know it. It's the Fugazi Cup. It's 2020. It's not even that real. It's not even that real. And the NHL hasn't joined forces with the sporting world in North America. It's just, yeah. Okay, you brought Dumba out in the beginning. Chicago, Edmonton. The speech, powerful. Press conference, powerful. Then we saw the features on CBC. We played the Wild. The city played the Wild. We saw Dumba a lot. It was great. It was beautiful. We saw Reeves, right? Leonard, Dickinson, Sagan, Neil. Cool, awesome. And I don't know what all these things mean. I'm just referring to these moments as symbolic.
Yeah.
I don't understand it all. I don't understand it all. What really matters, I don't know. But these things were happening.
Yeah. But here's the thing here right now is, you know, we're seeing all this stuff happening. And we talked a lot about how it's disappointing that the NHL hasn't done anything yet. And it is disappointing. But let's see what they do. Like, this has kind of all transpired in the past 24 hours at the time of recording. And yeah,
What has to happen? What has to happen? Do you want to see hockey tomorrow? Because I really don't, bro. And it's not to follow. It's not really that. It just seems like the right thing to do for the world. And you brought it up, man. It's the National Hockey League. White people everywhere. This gets the discussion started. We heard Kelly Rudy say it, right? Today was a good day. Would have been a great day. Would have been the best day. Would have been a moment for families across Canada, and across the world. The families that love hockey. To have this conversation. Because the kids would have asked, right? They would have asked, what do you mean the game's not on today? Why is the game not on today? Conversations, you know, would have happened.
Yeah.
Would have happened for sure. And that day can still be tomorrow. It can. It really can. I know that. I'm not I'm not, I may be emotional right now, but I don't know how mad I am. I'm just a lot of things, just questioning a lot of things. Again, Dumba said it there. The NHL is always last. The NHL is always last. This is the dude who, again, started the whole tournament as a minority, representing what, the Alliance. Sorry, I'm forgetting the...
Yeah, the Hockey Diversity Alliance.
Diversity Alliance, okay? So he has a speech. He's the face of that in that moment in the tournament. This is the same dude who's saying the NHL is always last.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it's not a
and
good look.
We heard Evander Kane talk about it, right? They didn't even release a statement until today. In the wake of, what does that mean? In the wake of, this happened days ago. What?
Yeah, again, so there's still time to make a move tomorrow. And I just hope they take, you know, at least one day so that people can have the conversation. At least one day.
Okay, cool. Again, we don't know what's right or wrong. Like, that's a cool point.
Yeah.
Conversation. Conversation still has to happen. Maybe one answer is definitive. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, cool.
I think something that people have to do as well is, you know, it's easy for us to all, like, say, like, you know, shut it down. And you know, it definitely should be shut down. But just, I want people to put themselves in the player's shoes for a second. You're talking about ultra competitive. Put your shoes in someone like Elias Pettersson or someone on the Canucks, for example. You know, this Canucks team is about to do something special. It's the best hockey that a lot of these guys have ever played in the most competitive atmosphere they've ever played in. To me, I think one day, you can sacrifice one fucking day. And I think guys, as a majority, will get that, I hope.
They will.
But at the same time, like, when you think about canceling the whole season, like, how are the Canucks going to feel like, yeah, we should cancel the whole season for this purpose?
They might be with it.
They might.
I just think of
the competitive fire of those guys, you know?
Of course. You
look at a guy like Marchessault, man. Like, this guy's got lots of things to say. You know, he's a fiery
mustard
dude.
Salt, man.
He's a fiery dude. Like, if he gets behind a cause like this, maybe that consumes him too. So
yeah, change always happens after being a little uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
It'll be new for a lot of these white people, you know? Real talk. But it's just sports. And I think those who would be, you know, against canceling the season, I think we're only having this conversation now because you know, we're seeing what's happening in the NBA. Supposedly they're having an all-player meeting, no coaches. I think Doc Rivers was the only coach from the last thing I read, and they're actually talking about canceling the season, right? And if that happens, obviously, you know, questions are going to be asked about every other league and whatnot and what should happen and a lot of things. And yeah, obviously, I say sports don't matter. These tournaments don't matter. Everyone's different. And yeah, that competitive nature, that work to get to that spot of your career. But hey, I'm going to say this. It's 2020. It's not even that real. It's not 100% real. Okay? It's 2020.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is 100% real, right? That's the thing. And you got to make tough decisions in a time like this. And this is what shapes you as a person. And you just got to hope that guys' moral compasses just start pointing in the right direction. Because that's what I think it's all about. Hey, like, make a difference with the human race.
You're not going to be upset at all if sports get canceled, right? You know, postponed.
I would be upset a little bit.
But not upset personally at that.
No, for sure.
I guess, like, you would be upset because of that.
I'd be upset.
That entertainment being missed out on and the Canucks and whatnot.
Yeah, the Canucks.
Okay,
let's just
put
on the Canucks.
But it wouldn't hit you personally.
No.
You know, it's not going to get you angry, you know?
No.
You're not going to say anything. It's like, it doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, I got a lot more things to worry about than that.
And this is...
No, I think it'd be for the right cause if they decide to do that move. And I'm just curious to see what happens with this movement because, I don't know, I'm not the expert on what to do.
Me too, man.
Other than just take a fucking day off. You can take a fucking day off.
And a couple of days off. Who knows? Just whatever has to happen for that conversation to really stick in.
And here's the thing. So when stuff happens with, you know, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and Jacob Blake, you know, every time this happens, something has to be done. Because if it keeps happening, like, we're not doing enough.
Those are just three of the
names. To force change.
Those are just three of the
names. Yeah, exactly.
That
honestly, like, I don't even know if I got... I think that's what you said. I was so tuned out because I was in... I was on vacation until, like, a day ago. So I kind of missed the whole uproar on the weekend. Like, I just was very unplugged. And, just reading about it in the last 24 hours and learning about it today. It's crazy.
I was unplugged, too.
It's fucking insane.
It's unfortunate, man. It's gross, man. It's gross. And, It just has you thinking, man. Has you thinking about a lot of things. Well, it has me thinking. I don't know why I get like this. But today, yeah, just seeing what the NHL was doesn't mean anything. Like, you know, I'm not that much into following the trends and, you know, listening to what the world is telling you and blah, blah, blah. But the NHL, okay, so there's been 55,000 tweets. They're the number three trending thing in Canada, the NHL. And it, you know, refers to Dumba being disappointed. Evander Kane, the masses, the people, the community. The community. Why not? Why not? This is Kayla Gray, okay? She's a host on TSN, I believe. And she said this after the NHL read their statement or brought out their statement. And she said, tell the NHL it can keep its moment of reflection. I guess that's what the NHL put out. We're going to have a moment of reflection before the game. She's obviously not cool with it. There's more that has to be done. And she actually had this video with Kia Nurse that, yeah, just a quote. It's powerful, man. We'll get to this. We'll get to this right now.
Well, the onus should not be on Black players to solve problems they frankly did not create. So MLB, NHL, keying and carrying on as though nothing is happening right now. It's your move. Kia, thank you so much for this.
Yeah, it's what we said time and time again. Like, it has to be, it's not just, it can't just be people of color, minorities fighting this fight. Like, it has to be white
people
too.
People are going off, man. This is a moment. Okay, so we have a senior writer for the Athletic, Sean Gentile.
Yeah.
Said the NHL isn't doing anything because it doesn't give a shit about any of this. Never have and never will. We're talking about a senior writer for the Athletic Pittsburgh saying this. All right, and there's this quote from Naomi Osaka, tennis player, right? Tennis player. Don't watch a lot of tennis, but I believe she's a tennis player. I don't expect anything drastic to happen with me not playing, but if I can get a conversation started in a majority white sport, I consider that a step in the right direction. And I think that connected with me because I'm not again the smartest with understanding how social reform works and how society can get fixed. I don't know the science behind that. I'm trying to get better at that. But she said right there, right? She doesn't know what's going to happen if she stops playing. But she just wants to start the conversation with people. And I think amongst herself, I can't speak for her, but she wants that conversation to be around more.
Yeah.
It's a selfless thing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in this world, I think people often, for better or for worse, turn to, like, you know, celebrities and athletes. And when you get, like, a mass amount of them, you know, quitting their jobs basically to protest the movement. Like, people with money that can afford to do it, to taking time out of their lives, just be like, yeah, we're not going to do this anymore. You know, again, change has to happen. Change has to happen in this world. And, you know, if Black people keep getting killed, then it's not going to stop, man. Like, we got to keep doing something about it.
It's not right. It's not right, man. It's not right. The NHL. What a...
Yeah. We'll see what happens, though, right?
Like, what a weird day, yo. I know. Yeah. Even, yeah, the hockey world, the people, is just like, they're just kind of like lost.
Yeah.
They took an L, you know?
Yeah.
This is the league that they fuck with, they love. They love. And it's like, fuck, dude. How about this? I have all these things bookmarked because it was just something today. Okay, this is a writer and editor at Sportsnet, Sony/Deva. And he said this, okay, nights like this make it exhausting to be a person of color who loves this game. We're watching history play out, seeing others lead, demand change, show the way. And it's never been more clear in the NHL that the NHL, sorry, believes this is someone else's fight, that it just doesn't apply to them.
Yeah.
That's gross, man. That's gross, man. This one too, Jason K. I'm wondering if the NHL will regret its decision to proceed with its games tonight. This is an historic night, and history will judge. So yeah. When this is looked on years from now, and I don't know, I'm not that type of dude. You know me. I don't look too much in the future. You know, like, mm-hmm. Oh, what's gonna happen in the future? That's just a lot of assuming and a lot of unknown, right? But yeah, just practically saying, you know, when people look back at this date in their textbooks or their mobile devices or whatever they use, yeah, right?
Come on, it's the mobile device.
The NHL won't be part of that list that well, like stood up for the black people.
Yeah,
in this world.
Yeah, all I got to say is there's time to rectify it to an extent tomorrow if they don't
100%, 100%. Like I said, I'm not. It's weird. Being a commentator,
we're talking about one day. We're talking about two games. We're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I understand that too.
That's crazy.
I understand that too. Hey, you know me. Yo, come on, man. Kyle Bound, Trevor Beggs. Prove us wrong. We'll still talk about it.
Yeah, okay? True enough.
Straight up. Okay, I guess if that's all you have to say, I think we can get out of here. Again, this is going on both feeds. There's only one thing to talk about in the world of hockey. And once again, in Canada. Let's be honest. Let's be real. Where are the games? They're in Canada.
Yeah.
Canada saved the NHL again. Okay? Real talk. You got anything else to say?
Yeah. Love each other and, you know, educate yourselves and, you know, just realize that we can live without sports, you know? This is, again, a historic moment where pro athletes are taking a stand in other major sports and the NHL needs to follow suit. It's as simple as that. No,
100%. 100%. And I was thinking about this, too. Just like on this walk with Loki, National Dog Day, you know, enjoying life, enjoying the stroll, listening to the universe, and I'm really gutted about this, and just kind of lost, and don't really have a lot of chase to record anything. Like, you know, it's like, okay, like hockey was there, and I don't know, like why would I want to talk about hockey right now? It's just bizarre. Seriously, just might be just time to take a little break. And I was just thinking, like, why not just close down the network for a bit here. Straight up.
Well,
I don't know. Just,
well, that's kind of that's the debate we had before recording tonight. It was really, is it more powerful to stay silent, or is it more powerful to speak up in a moment where maybe it's a good thing to be silent? But I think, again, we're learning as well. And I hope if you're listening to this, you're learning too.
Yeah.
And you know, if you got opinions, if you want to share thoughts, ideologies, like we're here to listen.
You don't do
unless
it.
You're racist,
you don't
go
do
fuck
it just
you.
To do it. I'm doing it because it's like, why? I don't know. Just why help the game out? If
yeah, that's always been your motto. Case, Silky and Filthy. It's like, let's help grow the game.
Let's help the game out. But right now, it's kind of gross, bro.
Old white man's league.
And at the same time, you just said, you
billionaire
know,
owners.
Why not talk about it still and just send out the message?
Yeah, because what you should be doing is having a conversation. Who knows? And I think that's what we did tonight too. So.
And that's what we do at the Posted Up Studios too. Yeah. Who knows? A lot of thinking, a lot of talking, and yeah, I hope you, I guess, enjoyed that conversation. Who knows what you did with that?
I hope you followed along with the conversation for sure. Because again, we're two guys, you know, trying to figure it out ourselves, and you know, we're not trying to set the trends here, but you know, hopefully we can set the trend of at least having a conversation about this topic, because that's what needs to be done instead of sports. We took a break from the sports tonight because that's what was needed.
We just talked. Talk from the heart. My name is Kyle Bound. That's Trevor Beggs. You can find this show, you know, on those places. Racism fucking sucks. Black Lives Matter. Justice, man. Justice for everyone. This is stupid. And the athletes that are boycotting and just understanding their role in this world. One love. And also to those who kind of feel ashamed of jumping back in when very little change was caused, quote unquote. Again, I don't know the answer to that. Don't feel ashamed, okay? It sucks that this is the case, but it is what it is. There's always tomorrow or always the next hour to make a difference, and I think we're seeing that.
Yeah,
real talk, real talk. One love. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace. Okay. According to Thomas Drantz, in the Western bubble, there was no moment of remembrance prior to puck drop. We've done a little bit of research just to back it up, just to see if we could confirm this. And we said a little bit, okay? This is, again, Kyle Bound, Trevor Beggs. We had to come back and finish this right. If this is true, and I think it is true, that's a fucking joke. And I mean, literally, like, it's a joke because it's pathetic, but also it must be a joke. Are you serious?
It's a sad fucking joke.
Well, again, I asked that question 5 times in a row. Why not?
Yeah, there's zero excuse. There's zero excuse. And again, it's just a bunch of old white men being way too slow to react. And I guess it's part of it's on the players too. Like, the players did decide to play that game.
It is.
Right? So
it is. Yo, isn't that spooky?
Yeah.
Isn't it a little spooky? Doesn't it make your skin crawl a little? You know, what the fuck? This is the NHL. This is the league that, you know, we've been banging out podcast episodes about, writing articles about. You know what I'm saying? Are you serious? That's a joke, yo. That's a joke. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. It's a sad moment. And you know what? Again, part of me...
I want to see
how people react tomorrow. Like that's, I do think guys sometimes, you know, if you make wrong decisions, and maybe tonight it was a wrong decision to play by the players, but you know, there's time, you know, all these NHL players playing tomorrow.
Time will tell.
They got time.
Time will heal wounds. 100%.
And part of those are the Canucks here in Vancouver.
That's the way the world works. You know, time heals wounds and people will forgive and forget, but this tweet will always be remembered. It's by ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports. Okay, on August 26th, 2020, games and matches in four leagues were boycotted or postponed. The NBA, the WNBA, the MLB, the MLS. An unprecedented day in sports history. I said that right, right? Unprecedented. Yeah. Okay. Where the fuck is the NHL?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cringy to watch at this point where they, before the Bruins-Tampa game. So, just to backtrack a bit, the Dallas-Colorado did nothing. And during Boston-Tampa, they just had that 20-second or 30-second pause end racism or whatever, right? Yeah. These guys had time to react.
Yeah,
and 100%. It's disappointing that it didn't happen. But, you know, an expert's conic at the very least, like we're down the food chain a bit, right, compared to these fucking multi-million-dollar athletes. But, like, you know, other than this, like, we plan on going dark tomorrow too. Like, nothing but hockey. This is about the movement. And I fucking hope the Canucks don't play tomorrow.
Yeah, straight up.
If you're listening today and there's a Canuck game going on, fuck, I mean... Be sad. They shouldn't be playing.
It's weird, you know? On this day, those things happened. Yeah. All those leagues boycotted and postponed their games. And before puck drop in the second round of a series that involves probably the second best player in the world, there was nothing done. Nothing said. It was game on. It was sports. Sports over life. It's fucked up, man. I hope... You know what? I said it was a joke, literally, and I want to go back to that. I really hope it's a joke. Because this is the league that we love.
Yeah, they got to figure it out. And again, hopefully we all go to bed tonight. You're waking up on Thursday, you listen to this episode, and it's happening today. And have that fucking conversation, listen to this podcast, and you know, if you find it to be a valuable conversation too, because that's all we're trying to do is bring this to light. Bigger things in hockey, bigger things
honestly,
in sports.
Honestly, bro, more than ever, change the fucking NHL.
Yeah.
Change the NHL.
Yeah.
Straight up, man. Straight up.
The league we love, dropping the ball big time today.
100%. Let's
grow. Let's grow the fuck up and figure it out.
The NHL sucks ass today. And maybe they've sucked ass for a while. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's be real.